The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, you're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here, and this is your host live from North Carolina. Oh, North Dakota. Why am I thinking of North Carolina? North Dakota, Jay Alesso, and through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in sprawling Round Rock, Texas. And you, too, you can be on the radio at 800-313-9443. Beaming out to the ships at sea at 800-313-9443. So, hey, live dangerously. Get on the radio tonight. Call in. You regulars out there, I know you're all warmed up and ready to go. Roto-dialing to get into the show. Well, here we are at the Trump phenomenon. The date, February 13th, 2019. And... boy, all those silly notifications. You know, this is part of live radio. You turn off, you know, sounds and so on in Skype, and then the Skype reinstalls itself with a new update, and all the settings that you'd changed now revert back to default settings, and you got all those beeps and sounds and whistles again. But anyway, just enjoy it as part of the ambiance of live radio that's not censored and is not politically correct. It's worth it. Let's see. I think a story that caught my attention today and I'd like to include in our discussion is this incredible story coming out of Minneapolis, you know, a formerly great city, a formerly very great city. What happened to Minneapolis? Ilhan Omar. We'll talk about her after. Oh, okay. Well, we're back. Okay, now, okay, so we're back. The, as I said yesterday, you know, don't think that I've passed to the other side when we go silent or something. It's just part of the, again, the thrills and spills, the rough and tumble of live radio. Minneapolis, we were speaking about Minneapolis when I disappeared. What has happened? What has happened to the great Minnesotans of Minneapolis? They elected Ilhan Omar as their representative in government, their congresswoman. And she represents the entire city of Minneapolis, not just a part of it, the whole darn thing. And, of course, the Minnesotans, the real Minnesotans, the people that built Minnesota and their ancestors, they are hanging their heads in shame tonight because this woman that they elected as their congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, who was born in Mogadishu, Somalia, doesn't speak English worth beans. When she was in a hearing today, she is on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives, very powerful, important committee. And they had taking testimony from Elliot Abrams, who is Donald Trump's newly appointed ambassador to Venezuela. Very important place right now in the news. Well, Elliot Abrams, not my favorite guy, you know, but honestly, I don't know that much about him. My main thoughts about Elliot Abrams is I've seen his name so many times in so many rhino administrations that, you know, I just have a reflexive dislike of the guy on that basis alone. But let's put that aside. He's a white man. He is, you know, an American, you know, he's an American. And he was being questioned today by Ilhan Omar, who the demon rats put her on the Foreign Affairs Committee, this important committee. And she was so rude, so disrespectful, so insulting to Elliot Abrams. I couldn't believe it. I mean, she came just shy of actually getting up and walking over to him and spitting on him. She was just that. If she were to get more insulting, she'd have to do that. That's how bad this was. This person, who doesn't even belong in America, is now spitting on an American, you know, with a long career in government. And it was something to behold, watching Elliot Abrams. You could see, I'd give a pretty penny to know what Elliot Abrams' thoughts were as he was being insulted by this, I think, 20-something-year-old Somalian who couldn't even say his name. She introduced him as Mr. Adams. His name is Abrams. I guess it sounds the same to her. You know, we're all the same to her. So, my gosh. I'll play a little of this. Listen to her. Listen to the fact she can't speak English. She is a radical Muslim. Elected by, well, Minneapolis. You know, the backstory of this is that Minneapolis has become the second largest Somalian city in the world after Mogadishu, her birthplace. Because these airheads in Minnesota have somehow decided they can virtue signal by bringing refugees into Minnesota and giving them Minnesota. Well, here she is. Listen to her exchange with Elliot Abrams. There's so many insults.
I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
Okay, did that sink in? Let me. I know I'm just so you might not have been paying attention. Let's go back and listen to that again. This is someone born in Mogadishu, can't speak English, who's wearing her hijab, lecturing one of us.
By members of this committee or the American people should find any.
Now, let me go back. I just didn't go back quite far enough. Okay.
For which you were later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush. I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
Okay, so she's calling an American a stinking liar. I don't see any reason why we should believe anything you say. You're just a lying piece of crap. Now, I mean, would you call this chutzpah? Would you call this a little bit of brass? And by the way, for those of you familiar with the immigration problem, the immigration invasion, this kind of attitude towards us, towards we real Americans, is all too, it's the rule. It prevails. This is the contempt in which we are held by our invaders. They are spitting on us. We've all experienced this.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
I reserve the right to my time. It is.
Now, can you believe it? Now, what you're hearing, you hear Elliot Abrams' voice there? This man has probably never in his life been so insulted by such a worthless person. And she is not going to let him. Maybe this is the way they do business in Somalia. Is that after you beat up on somebody, they don't even get a chance to. After you throw them off a building or cut off their hands or slit their throat, Somalia justice style, you don't get to complain. You don't get to have an answer. You don't get to speak. She's just going to dish it out. She's not even going to let him speak. Now, let's go back. She didn't do that. I mean, folks, this is the demon rat party. If they don't expel Ilhan Omar from Congress, they have exposed themselves, the entire gang of demon rats, as worthless filth with zero integrity. You let someone from Mogadishu lecture an American like this, we are talking zero integrity, zero balls, zero character in the demon rat party. Nancy Pelosi, if you don't boost her out of Congress, if you don't expel her from the demon rat party, you are proving yourself to be worthless. Now, by the way, I'm just going on this treatment of a distinguished American by Ilhan Omar. We're not even yet talking about her anti-Semitism. She is one of these advocates of the destruction of Israel. Let's go back. Let's focus on the rudeness to an American. She's not going to let him speak. He does not get a chance to speak. And whoever the committee chairman is of the Foreign Affairs Committee, I got to go look this up. They do not, they supinely bend over for Ilhan Omar. They do not interrupt Ilhan Omar, who's violating all of the rules and standards of the House and all of the dignity and decorum of our race. Violating all of it. But, oh, she's black. She's African. She's Muslim. She's a woman. You can't correct her. Not if you're a demon rat. This is the new low standard of the demon rat party. A low none of us ever thought we'd ever see in our lives. Let's play it again. Play it again, Sam.
The American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
Now, how does she pronounce the word question? A question. A question. There's no T in that word. Question. Hey, this is our language. We put a T in there for a reason. That was not a question. Q-U-E-S-H-U-N. Let's listen to that again.
Give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
I was
on February. That was not a question.
The committee can attack
on February 8th.
Who is not permitted to reply?
That was not a question. Thank you for your participation. On February 8th, 1982, you testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about U.S. policy in El Salvador. In that hearing, you dismissed as communist propaganda report about the massacre of El Masote, in which more than 800 civilians, including children as young as 2 years old, were brutally murdered by U.S. trained troops. During that massacre, some of those troops bragged about raping a 12-year-old girl before they killed them. You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Yes or no, do you still think so?
From the day that President Duarte was elected in a free election to this day, El Salvador has been a democracy. That's a fabulous achievement.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement?
Now, the word fabulous, that's another English word. And I'll get to what she's talking about here in just a moment. She's just lying through her teeth. She's a communist. I mean, there's no question about it. And she hates America. And she hates you. But I'm just pointing here to the word fabulous. Fabulous. That's the same word as fabulous. Fabulous. Okay, so the question is about, do you think that this was a fabulous thing? Okay, this is referring to Iran-Contra, that era, when there was civil war going on in El Salvador. Elliot Abrams is an older guy. He was around. And in that communist war, the communists were trying to take over El Salvador. The U.S. was opposed to that, and they were overthrown. But now she's referring to apparently some what she's alleging. I don't know what the facts of the case are at all. I'll get back to it in a moment. But this is nasty treatment. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. Now we're talking about Ilhan Omar, U.S. Congressman from the formerly great city of Minneapolis. And her, listen to this. This is her exchange with Elliot Abrams. And this gets, by the way, I mentioned her anti-Semitism. This gets even riper. I just looked up Elliot Abrams. I didn't know this. He is Jewish. And so she is actually spitting on him as an American, also as a Jew. She hates Jews. It's real obvious that Ilhan Omar hates all Jews. It's real obvious. She's dripping with anti-Semitism from her radical Islamic world. And you're going to hear it here in just a moment. We got John in Missouri hanging on the line. So, John, you hang on there, buddy. We'll get right back to you. We're going to go to Ilhan Omar here. Here she is. I had it up here. Listen to her. Oh, she was talking about Iran-Contra. Well, she's accusing Elliot Abrams of being guilty of the rape of a 12-year-old girl. I mean, that's the image that she's portraying. Are you proud of this? And, of course, what it turns out is that what the actual facts are, we have no idea from what she said. But it turns out in the brutal fighting in El Salvador, and by the way, we know how these people fight in Central America and Mexico. It's brutality, Inc. Life is brutal. It's violent and brutal. So lots of brutalities occur in any war in Central America. So she's now accusing, no American is involved. So troops that receive some training from some American troops. So we're now morally responsible for every damn thing that every person who's ever received training from an American may commit. Boy, is that stupid, irrational, and mean. But that's what she's accusing. This distinguished American, she's accusing him of raping a 12-year-old girl, in effect. That's the effect. That's what she's trying to create there for the audience. I mean, this is disgusting. Listen to her more. Let me see here. I'll get the volume turned back up. Be interesting to see what Nancy Pelosi does.
Was a fabulous achievement.
Fabulous.
That happened under our watch.
That is a ridiculous question. And I
yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack, which is not a question.
Yes or no, would you support an armed faction within Venezuela that engages in war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide, if you believe they were serving U.S. interest, as you did in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua?
Now, she just mispronounced Nicaragua. She said Nicaragua. She can't even pronounce the name of the country. She's pretending to be an authority on. And by the way, she's looking down at a text on her table. She's trying to read from her text something that's been written for her. But that she obviously, she may have written it herself. She may be having trouble with her English.
I'm not going to respond to that question. I'm sorry. I don't think this entire line of questioning is meant to be real questions, and so I will not reply.
Good for you, Elliot Abrams. Good for you. And you can see on his face, he's going, what the hell has happened to our country? What the hell has happened to the Democrat Party that I have to be subjected to this? Interesting, Elliot Abrams was born, I was born in New York City in June of 1948. Elliot Abrams was born in the end of January 1948 in Manhattan.
Whether you, under your watch, a genocide will take place and you will look the other way because American interests were being upheld is a fair question.
It's a fair question. No T again, folks. Question. Q-U-E-S-H-U-N. If I were Elliot Abrams, I would have asked her, is question the same as question? And when you, if I'm asked if it's fabulous, do you mean fabulous?
Because the American people want to know.
So she's speaking for the American people. Earlier she said, on our watch. Well, our watch, she wasn't, her parents in Mogadishu may not have been born at that time. She certainly wasn't. Our watch? I think she feels she owns America now. And she's now speaking for the American people. Oh, really?
That anytime we engage a country, that we think about what our actions could be.
Anytime that we engage a country, that we think about what our actions could be. Can you parse that for me? Is that English? Is she speaking English?
And how we believe our values are being furthered. That it
how we believe our values are being furthered. Furthered, not furthered, furthered.
It's my question. Will you make sure that human rights are not violated and that we uphold international and human rights?
It's getting funny, folks. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if
when everybody's
wrong.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Young people,
John in Missouri is hanging on the line, and you know, let's dig down to some of the detail here of what's happened in Minneapolis. We'll listen a little bit more to Ilhan Omar spouting her hatred of all Jews when she's being so rude to Elliot Abrams, who is our Donald Trump's ambassador to Venezuela. Very important job right now. And listen a little bit more. Just to give you some background here, I was looking this up during the break. The people of Minneapolis, who have previously, before Minneapolis lost its mind, they elected Walter Judd in the same congressional district. They elected a Congressman Lind, very distinguished family, Swedish family. Very distinguished congressman came from Minneapolis. Now they've elected, get this. This is a city, Minneapolis, I just looked it up, it's 68, her congressional district is 68% white, 17% black, 6% Asian, 9% Hispanic, and 1% Native American. That district elected Ilhan Omar by 78% in this last election. The Republican Jennifer Zielinski got 21%. Can you believe that? What has happened to the brains of the Minnesotans in Minneapolis? 268,000 of them voted for Ilhan Omar, that you're going to hear in a moment. Only 74,000 of them voted for an actual American, 21%. I mean, are we into, what are we into now as white people in America? Flogging ourselves? Self-flagellation? I mean, that's what this looks like to me. Self-abuse. Okay, here she comes again with more questions.
I suppose there is a question in there, and the answer is that the entire thrust of American policy in Venezuela is to support the Venezuelan people's effort to restore democracy to their country. That's our policy.
I don't think anybody disputes that. The question I had for you is that does the interest of the United States include protecting human rights and include protecting people against genocide?
So we're being lectured about human rights and protection against genocide by somebody from one of the most genocidal nations, most devoid of any human rights in the history of the world. Somalia is considered a dysfunctional state. It doesn't even work.
That is always the position of the United States.
Thank you. I yield back my time.
Wow. Now, the chairman of that committee, who's sitting up there like a pompous ass, the demon rat, that chairman, I looked it up, is, who is it? Let me find it out here. That is Elliot Engel from New York. Now, folks, just to get the irony of this, I'm sure with the name Elliot Engel, I'll bet a dollar to a donut, Elliot Engel is Jewish. Brad Sherman from California, he's Jewish. He's on that committee. He's probably second in line to Elliot Engel. He's Jewish. What's going on here? This woman hates all Jews. And this has come out. It's been very prominent in the news. But she's allowed to do this to Elliot Abrams. So there you go. Let's see here. Let's just see here. Let me just look up. Ilhan Omar is how old? She's 37, recently divorced, I believe. Yes, she divorced her husband in 2017. Went to North Dakota State University, just south of me here in Fargo. My God. Well, let's go to John in Missouri. John, are you there? Come in, John. I may have made him wait too long. Let me just type a message here to the... Yeah, John, are you...
I'm here.
Hey, John. Thank you for joining the show tonight.
It's my pleasure, James. You know, these folks, I think they're really the best thing that could happen to the Republican Party. The American people, we're not stupid.
Now, John, you've nailed it on the head, John. I'll give you the microphone back in a second. Yeah, you've nailed it on the head. And like this latest thing from Alexandria, let me try to remember her name again, Ocasio-Cortez, the Green New Deal. You're right. The Green New Deal, the Ilhan Omar and her hatred of all Jews, Alexandria Cortez wants to abolish airplanes, abolish cars, kill all cows, rebuild all housing, make everything green, everything free, college free. People who don't want to work will be given a guaranteed income. This is absolutely, the Demon Rat Party has lost their mind, and you're correct. You're correct, John. This is beautiful. Let it go. I mean, put this woman, Ilhan Omar. I don't want to see her out of Congress. I want to see her as the chairman of the Democrat Party. I want to see her beat Nancy Pelosi. I want to see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yes, I want to see her elevated from Congresswoman to Senator and a leader in the Demon Rat Party. Because here's what's happened. These people have brought out, same thing was true of Beto O'Rourke in Texas, this new governor, Gavin Newsom, in California. I think he's a white man. These people have come out of the closet. That's the picture you got to make here. The demon rat quality that's been hidden in the shadows for too long. These people have now, Trump has driven them out. Trump has scared them out of the closet. So they've come shrieking out of the closet in response to Donald Trump. And they're telling us now all of their demented programs of communism intended, John, for you in Missouri and me here in North Dakota. Go ahead.
Well, I got some cows, and I dared a woman to come here and mess with my cows. I really do, yeah. And I'm not a violent person. But you come on down here and stop my cows from farting. That's what I want. I want to see this. Now, they're the best thing that's ever happened to our party, because the American people will eventually pull their heads out of their buttocks, and they will they'll turn this thing around. I hope, James, I hope.
Well, John, and your hope is being realized, because the polling in the last couple months, as these dramas have unfolded, these travails of the Demon Rat Party, the American people are pulling their butts out of their rear ends, or pulling their heads out of their rear ends, because the polling numbers for Donald Trump are going up. His popularity is going up. His policy, American support for a border wall, has been going up. And let me just we'll throw another log on the Demon Rat fire here, folks. This Governor Northam of Virginia, who wants to kill babies after they're born, and whose idea of fun is putting on his Klan robes and alternating that with blackface, and his lieutenant governor, who is a black guy whose idea of fun is raping other black women in college and at Democrat national conventions. These are special occasions, you know. And then the third in command in Virginia, the attorney general, who's a white guy who also sports blackface. And so these people, yeah. And then they've got as one of their new stars, this Somalian radical who hates all Jews. So here's what's happening, John. The program that has worked so well for the last half century for the far left, which is calling all of us patriots, calling us Jew haters, calling us anti-Semites, calling us racists, calling us members of the Klan, calling us Nazis, and women abusers, misogynists who, you know, we like to rape our women. That's what they've been calling us for half a century. Now, look how the shoe fits now.
Exactly, these guys, James.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
And that governor of Virginia, I mean, I watched him on television. He said that Virginia needs to heal, and he's the one, because he's a doctor, he's going to heal. And he's the guy that's going to kill the baby after it comes out. That's
right.
How they heal. I mean, you got to be able to see the writing on the wall eventually. Even the dumbest of Democrats can see it eventually.
Yeah, folks, if you're white and you're still voting Democrat, you really need to take a long look in the mirror.
Some old men that are Democrats. They're white and they're Democrats, and they make no sense, James. I don't want to waste much time, but I like to. I wear my Trump hat when I'm around them, and I just like to watch them cringe. He'll not win again. Well, he's going to win again. You know.
Yeah.
I told this one fella, he's going to be the president when you pass away. You've got to live with this, James. Yeah. Well, his name's Jim, too.
And John, I hear you. I hear your pain, because I have people very close to me who are voting demon rat. Not in my direct family. That would not be allowed. but people I love who still they're remembering John Kennedy, maybe, you know,
exactly.
Or they're remembering. Yeah. And so they think
he was John Kennedy was a good president. He wasn't there very long, and I was awful young when he was there. But from what I see, he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he did some good things, and he had some character.
He stood up there at his inauguration and said, ask what you can do for your country. You know, don't be standing there wanting a paycheck because you can't work. I mean,
the thing for which I'm most grateful to John Kennedy, and I just recently found it because the controlled media has been hiding this for my whole life, is that at a convention of the American Association of Newspaper Publishers, he gave a speech in which he said that America and the world is controlled by a cabal of surreptitious people who control our country, and we must regain control of our country. I'll play this for some. There's a recording of this out there, folks. It's an unbelievable. You yourself, I don't care who you are in the audience, you couldn't make a stronger statement of the fact that there are people in the shadows who control the government, the deep state. John Kennedy said it plain as day to the American newspaper publishers, and it was it may have cost him his life, actually.
James, during that Cuban Missile Crisis, and I just saw this stuff on television, I believe it's to be true, all his chiefs of staff wanted to go in there and blow Cuba off, you know, let's erase Cuba. And we would have been in a terrible fix had if that had happened. He's the one that had, you know, enough sense not to do it. Try to do it diplomatically,
right?
It worked.
Yeah. So, folks, people today who are voting demon rat, those of us that are older, they're remembering Kennedy and thinking there's still some kind of Kennedy quality to the demon rat party. There is not, and.
They need to listen to that crazy woman there from Minnesota. I mean, these people are nuts. And that Alexandria, Cortez or whatever her name is, if you ever have a spare moment, you want to see something funny, go on YouTube and watch her. The woman's just completely out of her mind.
Oh, yeah. You can see the same thing. You can see the same thing in Nancy Pelosi. You can see the same thing in Chuck Schumer. Yeah, the demon rats are clearly... they hate America. They hate us. They're out of their minds. And Donald Trump has gotten them. This is what's new. What's new? This has always been true. But what's new is that Donald Trump has he tore the door off the closet and he chased him. He chased him out of the closet. So they've come out screaming nuts. And it's working out. I like what you said, John. I like your theme. All of these people. They're doing us a great service. They're doing America a great service by exposing their nastiness so that they can wake up. Because that's our real, you know, our biggest problem, John, is that our own people, the degree to which our own people are acting like fools and are acting asleep. That's our biggest problem. When our people wake up and stop being fools, our problems will go away in a twinkling.
You're absolutely right, James. Hey, look, you may have some other callers, so I'll get off, but nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you another time.
Thank you, John, very much.
See ya.
All righty, folks, and we'll see ya. Let's look around here for some more good news. Okay, the big story, is the impending possible shutdown of the government. Again, deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say. And Donald Trump is doing the right thing. I love what he's saying. And I'm with Trump on this. I'm not leaning so far to Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter had a great tweet today. Donald Trump said, he said, the wall is very much happening. He said, the wall is on its way. He said, it's very much on its way. And Ann Coulter's tweet was, and so is the second coming. Oh, Ann, come on. Now somebody has to take a few punches at the president just to, you know, just like a workout. You know, this is sparring, and you know, not in the ring, sparring at the gym. But you know, when you're sparring with your with the champ, of course, you know, you got, you know, nice padded gloves on, and you got some belt around your kidneys and your liver, and no headshots. Don't get carried away, Ann. This is sparring, no headshots. Punch him in the arms and so on. So the president is saying some really good things, folks. Now, he doesn't like, well, we'll talk about it right after the break. Stay tuned. We'll have one more segment.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And the just kind of to close out the show here, there's some another twist to this Ilhan Omar story that ties in with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, in the last 24 hours, what has she said? She was reacting to the Donald Trump was talking. Her reaction was this. And this goes back to what the left has been trying to do to patriots for more than 50 years. Paint us all as rapists, racists, misogynists, anti-Semites, Nazis. Associate us with anything they can that's as negative as they can find. And the sad thing is that it's worked. Sadly, they've been effective at doing this. Well, they've lost their mojo. It ain't working anymore. And Donald Trump broke that pattern. So here they are again. Nancy Pelosi's trying to raise it from the dead, try to get that old, oh, they're all anti-Semites. So here's what she said today. As I heard the president speaking this morning, all that was going through my mind was Jew SA, at his rallies that he never distanced himself from. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi is saying that the Trump rallies have cheers and chants of Jew SA. Now, of course, what all Trump rallies have is roaring shout of USA, USA, USA. There's no Jew SA at any Trump rally ever, Nancy, baby. You lying piece of garbage. She just made that up from whole cloth. She's a nut, and she's vile. She's vicious. So, and that's her, you know, what they try to do is change the subject, reverse it. She's got a real anti-Semite, Ilhan Omar, that she, Nancy Pelosi, appointed to the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House. In spite of being warned that this was not a good thing to do because of Ilhan Omar's radical anti-Semitism, rabid hatred of the U.S. But Pelosi just appointed her to the Foreign Affairs Committee. And by the way, one of the Republican members of that committee, I just looked it up and I just learned something new. Did you know that Mike Pence has an older brother who is a U.S. congressman from Indiana? I didn't know that. That's wonderful. He's on that committee. I can't wait to hear what Greg Pence has to say when he opens up and lowers the boom on Ilhan Omar, who's on his committee. He has to sit in the same room with her. So this is quite a story. John in Missouri, he captured the theme of what we're talking about tonight here, which is thank you, demon rats. Thank you for losing your minds. Thank you for coming out of the closet. Thank you, Donald Trump, for chasing them out of the closet. The rats, Donald, the light of Donald Trump shone into that dark closet, and out came the rats scurrying across the floor, not knowing, blinded by the light, running in every direction, screaming crazy things like the Green New Deal, no more airplanes. And folks, this is not a joke. These people really are nuts, and we're all having too much fun watching it. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. So long.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.